that a Sanctity of Human Life Sunday ought to be as unnecessary as a Reality of Gravity Sunday. We shouldn't have to say that parents shouldn't abort their children, or their fathers shouldn't abandon the mothers of their babies, or that no human life is worthless regardless of age, skin color, disability, or economic status. Part of my thinking here is, I hope, a sign of God's grace, a groaning by the Spirit at this world of abortion clinics and torture chambers. Romans chapter 8, verses 22 and 23. But part of it is my own inability to see the spiritual combat zone that the world is, and has been from Eden onward. This dark present reality didn't begin with the antebellum South or with the modern warfare state, and it certainly didn't begin with the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. Human dignity is about the kingdom of God. And that means that in every place and every culture, human dignity is contested. Even those who reject Christian doctrine, or even any religious teaching at all, can acknowledge that something seems wrong with the world. Cruelty and violence and injustice seem to be about more than just our learned behaviors, but something almost hardwired into human nature itself. People would see the timing and the reasons behind this fall in different ways, whether it's the rise of the industrial economy or the end of some prehistoric matriarchy or a thousand other scenarios. But the Christian accounting of humanity, in continuity with the Hebrew Scriptures, teaches that at some point in our primal past, humanity came into contact with a dark, mysterious, personal reality that was wild, intelligent, powerful, and in a state of insurrection against the Creator. These intelligences have been identified by different names in various cultures: spirits, or watchers, or powers, or devils, or demons. But whatever they are called, these forces seem to have a special interest in humanity, and in reframing for humanity how we should see ourselves. The demonic elements of the universe wish for us to see ourselves as either more than we are or as less than we are. They wish for us to see ourselves as beasts.